And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Man, I haven't seen this guy for a while. I think last time I saw Brian Monroe was at a charity event for Jason Taylor. And he joins us this morning, a former punter for the Miami Hurricanes. Monroe County, how you doing this morning?
What's up, brother, man? Everything's great. Yep, the last time I did see you was at the charity event. We're making it too long, but Saturday night, if you're available, you and Danny, we're going to do a little opening party at the rooftop at Darren Hard Rock. So come on out, drinks on me.
Saturday night, huh? Hey, by the way, Hard Rock app is fantastic, man. Nothing, everybody raving. I wanted to start with that. I know we talk a lot about spreads. Can't do anything without a spread or some kind of bet with it, but you guys are great, man. It's great over there.
I appreciate it. I think it's very fan-friendly, very easy, user-friendly, and I guess, you know, it's rated 4.9 and the highest app in the App Store for a reason.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, as a former Cane, where does the Notre Dame rivalry compare with Florida or Florida State for you, the Notre Dame game?
So, you know, it's funny. I think with our older guys, it ranks a little bit higher because they played those guys year in and year out. When I was there, we never played Notre Dame once, and I don't think we didn't play them again until like 2012. So the rivalry for me is more like in the gotcha. 3 to 4.
Florida or Florida State for you then would be number one.
I hate Florida the most. I hate Florida the most because, one, they're scared they took us off the schedule, and two, their fans are a bunch of, you know what, I can't say that on air, but let's just say that, yeah, Florida's number one.
All right, so this Notre Dame game coming up here, they've got a lot of people say the best running back. One thing that can't happen is Jeremiah Love have one of those 180 to 200-yard games running and catching the football. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, but it's not even just Love. You have Price behind him as well, who averaged another 6 points on the yards to carry. But you know what? If you do look at Love and you break down his games last year, most of the competition that he went through that was bigger competitions, he really only had 40 and 50 yards. Against Indiana, he had 100-some yards, but one being a 90-something yard rush. So against bigger competition, he didn't really excel that well. So it's going to be on our defensive line, and you know, I won't expect our transfer linebacker Torrey to be really big into this game.
So they've got a real good defensive secondary, including a first-round pick back there, a cornerback, and a lot of experience. Some of the best players right now in Miami Hurricanes are some of their guys that just came in at receiver. You concern experience and that matchup, you got to be able to throw the ball and give Carson Beck something to throw to. Are you concerned with that matchup at all?
I'm not concerned because, yes, we do have new receivers, but three of the guys we brought in have a ton of experience when it comes to playing. I mean, you talk about Tony Johnson come from Cincinnati, CJ Daniels, LSU and Liberty, and then you got Marianne, who is one, an All-American kick returner, has played a bunch of ball as well. So when it comes down to it, I'm not really concerned when it comes to experience. It's more of like the bright lights, right? When it comes to that third and one, will you make the catch? We don't have a guy that we can say we can go to. Last year, no matter what, X on third down was going to make the catch. Is that going to be a JoJo Trader? Is that going to be a Daniels? The kid I really love that everyone keeps talking about, obviously, is Malachi Toney. I mean, this kid is beyond his years. He's built like he should be already a junior. His understanding of spacing on offense. I'm curious to see by the end of the season, is he that go-to guy that you can say that third down, he's going to make the catch?
Yeah, man, I've been talking about that. That guy is not acting like a true freshman to graduate early to go to spring football. You're exactly right. He just seems like he catches everything. He's got a real good feel for the game. I'm with you. I think the other thing, who's going to have better offensive line? I know Notre Dame's got a real good O-line, and Miami's got one of the best O-lines in the country. I think a lot's going to come down who can run the ball and obviously protection as well. What do you think about this offensive line for the Canes compared to last year?
RTDB, run the damn ball. I think if you can run the ball in this game, you're going to win. But if you look at our offensive line, right, we pretty much return everybody. Yes, Rivers leaves and our center leaves as well. But you go and get an experienced center in Brockenmeyer from TCU, who was previously at Alabama, so he's highly touted. And obviously, anything that Mirabal and Cristobal say at the center position in the last two years has hit. So I'm not worried about this guy either. Then you look at Markell Bell, stepped in last year for Rivers, so he's got 5 games under his belt, and everyone just says he's gotten better. Is it going to be Ryan Rodriguez or Matthew McCoy, left guard? Not really worried there. And then you've got the two guys on the right-hand side, One is the biggest trash talker on the team, Inez Cooper. And then you got Francis, who's going to be arguably top 10, top 5, top 15 pick. I'm honestly not worried about the offensive line. I think that's what's going to carry this team because, you know, everyone kept talking about Cam Ward, turnover prone, fumbles too much, small hands. And I was like, yeah, but look at the offensive line he has at Washington State. Carson Beck coming off of, I'm doing air quotes, a bad year at Georgia, still would have been second most yards in the last 25 years at Miami Hurricanes for a quarterback. I just think that he's going to be comfortable back there. I think he's going to have a great offense with Dawson, things that he's comfortable with, quick game, getting the ball out of his hands. I could see him taking the next step, maybe not like Cam Ward, but to excel back into that first round.
This is also the front seven defensively. Unless I'm really missing on something, this is about the best I felt about a front seven in a long, long time. Now, I know we're asking a couple of guys. Justin Scott's got to step up. Ahmad Moten's got to be more consistent. Can't make a splash play and then open a big hole. He's got to be more consistent, point of attack at 320 pounds. But I like those guys, man. This is a big year for all those guys. What do you think?
Yeah, it starts in the tackle position, right? Because that's kind of what worries me on the defense of any position worries me, right? Because you just mentioned five-star Justin Scott. Does he take the next step and live up to that five-star billing? Ahmad Moten, inconsistent as you expect. But when you're playing against Notre Dame, you have to have two dudes in the middle. Now you bring over Bly from Louisiana Tech, who's a stout dude, looks great at practice. And now the name is Dante Simpson, who's a big boy, but he's also a freshman. Do you really want to depend on a true freshman going into the biggest game of the year under the bright lights? Again, for me, it's do you live up to the billing? Taking that next step, right? We got 3 5-star defensive linemen. Justin Scott, you mentioned. Armando Blunt and Lightfoot. Blunt and Lightfoot I see as rotational guys. But when you're in there, are you going to live up to that billing and say, I'm going to make a play? Because if you look around college football, I think last year was Colin Simmons for Texas. When he had his opportunity, he made plays. And that's what we're going to need from this defensive line because we've done a great job in the secondary revamping it. But everyone knows you're only as good as your front end as your back end.
Yeah, by the way, Dolphins have been preaching that to everybody too. Our front seven's going to help the back end. Hey, Mesidorn Bain, we can't give him a hall pass, man. Two guys have been around. Talking about Bain potentially going in the first round, they got to show up. They cannot have quiet games. We're talking about, hey, we didn't say much about Mesidor and Bain. You agree with me that those guys got to get off to a real good start, put some pressure on the quarterback, some tackles for loss, really disrupt things?
It's on them. I mean, we just mentioned that, you know, your secondary is only as great as your front four, and that's going to be Mesidor and Bain. You're the leaders. You're the guys we're depending on. Reuben Bain does not have a great game, you're pretty much going to take him off the first round board because this is the game that all the scouts are watching. You're going against arguably one of the best offensive lines that you're going to play the whole entire year. And if you don't show up, is he just, you know, carrying over from that 2024 season? And where is that 2023 Bain? I expect him to come out. He's slimmed down. He looks good. He looks explosive. But again, it's on you, Bain. It's look in the mirror. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Hey, the one thing is the transfer portal, they hit hard in that defensive secondary. Everybody seems to say great things about Xavier Lucas and Poyser as well at the safety position, and then Frederick coming back for his second year out of St. Thomas Aquinas. Boy, the day I was out there, they are active, man. As long as there's not mental mistakes and they're on the same page, boy, that's an active group of being around the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lucas is what you want as a corner, right? 6'2", got size, can run. But two guys you didn't mention I think are going to be key in this defense that I loved watching at practice is Jacoby Thomas that came over from Tennessee. He's got the size. He's the leader. He's amping up the defense. He's vocal. And I think Keontae Scott, right? Because I think in that slot and that nickel, they killed us last year. And having a guy that is experienced, that coaches played with, also an All-American punt returner, I think those two guys are going to be huge, especially in this defense when you have that corner blitz, that nickel blitz. I think it'd be a huge difference.
All right, so let's get away because, you know, you can only do so much X's and O's before you go. How you doing with the ladies right now? How's everything going?
Hey, man, they could be listening. Yeah, right now. Everything's
good. It's a sports. Man. It's an old guy sports show. It's harmless, man.
You know this. I'm blessed. It's everything is great. You know, football is back. You know, maybe we won't go on the boat too much, but, you know, you come, You come out Saturday. I'll introduce you to a couple. Don't tell the wifey that.
No, I told, listen, I'm very honest about when you're in here with me, and you haven't been in here with me for a while, but the swiping, the talent that is popping up on your phone is not popping up on a lot of guys out there's phones. I'm just saying that is 5-star quality, my man. That is, and that's just a compliment. Now, you know, I do this when you're not on too, so I'm very consistent, but yeah,
Matt, you are. But consistency is key, right? The only thing you get in life is unless you're consistent.
Yeah, right.
If you're not consistent. If you're not consistent, you ain't winning. I don't care if that's
No. I know. I'm living through you, kid, man. You're doing great. Hey, I appreciate you coming on this morning, Brian. Thanks, buddy. And
absolutely.
Good luck to your team Sunday night.
I appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Brian Monroe, Hurricanes countdown to kickoff, along with Woody. And you can hear those guys getting ready. What are you laughing about? What's so funny?
No, it's all good. I'm glad you made it weird at the end.
Wasn't weird. How you doing with the ladies?
Yeah, by the way, I lived through him too, so you don't have to feel bad.
Yeah,
about
right.
He shows me stuff.
Man. I got to tell you, man, I'll hide it. Like, so my wife met him, and we were talking. I said, "Now you see this guy I talk about that's single and
what'd she say?
They line up the same. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I introduced my wife too, but just once.
Just once. Hey man, and nothing wrong between he and Omar. I just get a little older version with Omar too, man. I tell you what,
I don't think Omar's got the same batting average.
Oh no, the girls are guy. No. He got. Hey, I gotta tell you, whatever you think of Omar, Omar's got a lot of women swiping back. It's not a one way swipe, and he's like, hey, anybody home? I mean, they're knocking on the door.
This is like
they're knocking on the door.
But Monroe is like he's the Mahomes. Of this whole thing. Well, and Omar's like
Joe Flacco?
No, he's not Joe Flacco.
Well, he's older is what I'm saying.
He's like, I don't know, Tua. He's middle of the road.
Why you get Tua in this thing today? I mean, we're doing
I was trying to think of a name.
Cut downs like, and you go fine, Tua.
Maybe he's more like he's like Joe Burrow. He's just on the outside.
I saw Tua's beautiful wife and kids at the game and sitting in there not too far from where we do the games.
You leave them alone, hopefully?
Yeah, I don't talk. I leave everybody alone. I've learned to shut up sometimes. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff coming up. Jimmy Johnson going to join us. We're going to have Jimmy coming up for you in a little while as well. Get his take on Miami Hurricanes and today as well. Big cut-down date for the National Football League today at 4 o'clock. Everybody's got to be down to 53. Through waivers and through reserves and everything else. Trades will be popping up today. It's going to be a wild day. Wild, wild day for everybody. There'll be some names out there. You'll be surprised, and we'll see what happens. I do want to take a moment right now to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, I'll tell you what, never looked better than what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. And I got to tell you, it all starts for me with the SUV family. Man, is it hot. Yeah, I talk about the Tahoes and I talk about the Suburbans way too much, but there are big, comfortable, you need unlimited space for the kids and everything else, or you're going on a little trip and you need that extra space. You will not beat a 2025 Tahoe or Suburban. Got everything you need. But let's talk about the midsize SUVs. The all-new Equinox, man, the convenient driver tech. Not only that, but smart sound, practical dependability, and plenty of space for you and your family. Electric Equinox SUV. Got everything you could ever want if you're making that switch in your life over to a 2025 Traverse. I think I get mad sometimes Chevy didn't promote the 2025 Traverse because I think it's unbelievable. And I will end up in retirement with a 2025 Traverse because they are nice. Right over to Silverado Trucks. I'll never... Going to talk about the Chevy family and not mention our number one seller, the Silverado truck, been strong and durable, just as durable as you are. You work 7 days a week, so will your Silverado truck. We got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers that are going on right now, right here in South Florida.
To it here. How about a little giveaway? You all right with that?
Yeah, we haven't done a giveaway today.
We have not done a giveaway.
What did Lynn set up for us? Anything good?
Always good when he's on it, Joe. While the Miami International Auto Show is coming to the Miami Beach Convention Center at the end of September, We're going to give a 4-pack of tickets away right now. Caller number. We want to go. You want to go with five?
We did three. Let's do the
caller number five.
Yeah. Good job.
305-567-0560, and we'll get you hooked up. The Miami International Auto Show. I'm going to go to that, by the way.
We used to go all the time.
Yeah,
we were a big part of it. We're not
kids are big
into
cars, man. The kids love the cars.
Oh, they all do. They got the newest things out there. It's cool.
Well, you still like the Hot Wheels, right? You must have Hot Wheels when you were a little guy. You didn't have little toy cars?
You know what I had? I had Army men. I remember having those little.
The
did
little
they still
guys?
Make those? Yeah. That was big. Got a big bag of them.
I don't know.
And got tanks and stuff like that, plastic tanks. And then was all the baseball stuff, man. It was those baseball cards, those stinking baseball cards I don't have, Woody. Hey, so we got some news coming in here. It's official now. It is off and running in the league right now. Some more cuts are going to start flying in here as everybody's got, about 6.5 hours left to is that right? Yeah, about 6.5 hours to get to 4 o'clock to start making some cuts. What do you got coming in, Woody? That's good. I'm glad.
No, I was
hear
trying
that.
To do the giveaway here, Joe, but you know,
we can't do everything.
I understand that we're shorthanded here. Quentin Bell has been waived by the Dolphins.
Wow.
If that's what you were asking me.
Yes.
So that's your newest one. The Rasul Douglas signing
so
as well.
Quentin Bell, who was actually the fourth guy last year. I mean, he played a lot of football for us.
Yeah. One more piece of news here really quick before I get to this giveaway. But Andy Borogalis has won the Patriots kicker job.
Everybody thought he might not get it after getting drafted. Listen, when you get drafted as a kicker, you better be really bad, really, really bad to lose your job. So anyway, Woody, I'll let you get on with that stuff as we'll have news coming in here. We'll have for you all day on Sports Radio WQAM 104.3.
This is one more thing here really quick. This Quinshon Judkins, did you see this?
No.
The Browns second round running back. They said he's trying to go back to college.
Is that the guy who got a little trouble with
yes, I believe he did.
Second round pick of Cleveland.
So this would be fun to watch, by the way. I don't know if this is if you can even do something like that, but
I'm
we'll
guessing
find out, I guess.
So let me ask you. So he's running from his problem he has with the league to go back and college football is going to take him? This is over what he's been accused of, right?
I also don't think he signed.
Yeah, but
as far as
he didn't put his name in time.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but I don't think they signed him yet either. I think he's having a contract situation.
Oh, I don't think theirs with him was take care of your issue before we sign you.
Yeah. Well,
what did he accused of something with his girlfriend?
Domestic
or,
something.
Yeah,
whatever.
Something domestic.
Yeah,
listen, man, anything domestic. Even he said, she said, people, that's a freeze, man. That's like, hold on and see what happens. So, all right. So that will be interesting to see. Now he's going to try to go to back to school and see if he can work around the system and clean it up and then come back and go that way. So anyway, so far it is today, 4 o'clock, got to be down to 53. Dolphins sitting there with six players, not ready for the opener. We'll find out what they're going to do with all six of them, including Eichenberg, Andrew Meyer, Jalen Wright, Ashton Davis, Jason Sanders now, which, by the way, I was not expecting your field goal kicker to be on that list, especially after the year he just had, 37-41. 12 50-plus yard field goals last year. You don't think he was important to the offense? It struggled at times to score. And Ethan Bonner, also with a hamstring, and again, I don't know how serious it is. I know those things don't heal overnight. So then on top of that, Rasul Douglas is now taking over. He'll be 30 in a couple days. Former cornerback with the Buffalo Bills will now be. And I'm guessing he didn't come down here to be a backup. Would you agree? He is here to play. So what happens to Jack Jones or Storm Duck, who looked like they were going to be the starters, and then what happens to Marshall in the slot? So those are us. And listen, honestly, you need extra guys. There's no question about that. And then today we find out the truth about how they feel about the rest of that cornerback room that they have said nothing but great things about all camp. I call one thing about the 53-man roster, it's a truth. You can tell me anything you want. You can be super positive, But you'll tell me everything I need to know when you put out your 53-man roster, right? Oh, we love this guy. You guys don't see what he does. You don't see it. You guys are only looking at experience and pop, 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 pop. All that matters today is not what a writer says or what a coach has been saying or a general manager has been saying. Today, you speak when you put together your 53-man roster. It's really, I've been saying this. Like, hey, man, it's great. Say nice things. Mike is super positive about everything and on that team. And today is the truth. Today is the truth. The guys going out the door. It is the big cut of the season. In other businesses, you've been fired, you've been released. But today you find out the truth once this 53 gets going, and then everything else around the 53-man roster as well, which includes guys going on reserve, guys getting cut and then getting picked back up. Those things can happen. And so we'll see what happens over there. It's going to be fun, man. This is actually a great day because you'll be getting information all day long as it happens. The teams will release the information. Some of our writers are getting the calls from agents, letting them know what's going on. And the big winner is going to be this draft class, because five of the seven guys in this draft class are going to play a lot of football against the Colts, either start or be rotation players into the offense and into the defense. So that is that's good news. And Ollie Gordon may be being the best news, because it started with four, and he's the only guy left in week three when they played their preseason football game against Jacksonville. That was it. And so anyway.
Someone suggested here on the text, Joe, that Messi could sign with the Dolphins for the field goal situation.
Yeah, but he bends everything. I don't think he kicks them straight. He's kind of, have you seen the, he can bend stuff in.
I'm sure he can kick it straight if you asked him to.
That'd be hilarious to have him out there.
I'd be great for business.
Oh, God. Team, I'm joking about coming out to watch him in practice. Okay. Not going to put him in a game out there.
Be good for business.
No, I'd rather have Bailey out there.
You know how I feel about selling jerseys.
No, you're
I'm
the first
looking
guy
out for business.
No, you're not. You're not actually. You're looking out to see dogpile. You're the great dog
piler.
If things don't go well, you'll be dogpiling. You will be dogpiling like a crazy man.
Messi would be a middle of the road NFL kicker. Would he not?
No, that's a dumb thing.
He's
to
the
say.
Best kicker like there is.
That's the dumbest thing balls. You've ever. Let me
just
say
the ball shaped differently. You don't think he can kick.
Let me just say it's one of the dumbest things really? You've ever said. Really?
First of all, it's not my idea.
All of a sudden,
but it does sound like a good idea.
If you think that all of a sudden he can show up and he's just going to make them because he's the greatest soccer player of all time, that he's going to make 50-yard field goals is stupid.
Why not? I mean, that's what he does for a living. He kicks balls for a living.
He's going to kick your balls is what he's going to do. Stupid.
That's funny. Real funny.
You're on a roll, and then you say
it.
Something. No, you know what? You go fifth grade on me. Fifth grade sports is some of that stuff. You just went with that one. Hey, we've got.
Hey, you know what? I want to see if Messi can kick a 50-yard field goal now. Just
he probably can.
He's probably kick a 70-yarder. He's probably better than the guy in Jacksonville.
Okay.
He's the greatest.
Is that
apparently.
Your take? All right. Is that what's coming in? Sign Messi.
That's one of the texts that came in.
Okay. Put down the tequila. It's too early in the morning to be drinking that much tequila on the rocks, but it is good. It is good. Hey, Jimmy Johnson's going to join us when we come back. Have a little chat with Jimmy Johnson about this day, as well as the Canes and Notre Dame Sunday night. We'll have that next.